In your face. I am joined by Tilda Joy, our extraordinary programmer, sound tech here at 3CR, the co-host of Slacker Radio on Friday afternoons, and also the coordinator of Trans Day of Audibility, which is happening on Tuesday for Trans Day of Visibility. And of course, it's broadcast here on 3CR.
Such a pleasure to be on the show for the first time ever, James. Thanks for having me.
Your in-your-face debut.
I know, right?
What can we expect on Trans Day of Audibility?
Well, it's our biggest year yet. It's our fifth year running, so that's exciting just in and of itself. We're going from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., so eight hours. First 5 hours are going to be a range of different kind of talk shows. We've got Priya from Thursday Brekkie doing a special on how things are going over there in Turf Island, also known as the United Kingdom. Checking that out. We've got a special from Madison over at the Trans Creator Radio program. Got a couple of basically brand new presenters as well. Got Antimony Deer, who did a couple of summer specials about unemployment and that kind of thing over the summer. They're coming back with a special about the significance of how trans people choose their names and that kind of thing. Also got a 1 hour program from a brand new programmer, Katie Swain, who's been interviewing some friends in the US and Canada and the UK about their experience of transitioning and stereotypes and, you know, being weird, but also being, you know, normal at the same time, if that makes sense, you know. It's called Extraordinary. So lots of fun. Rob from Monday Brekkie doing a show as well about fitness. And the last 3 hours of the program is going to be wall-to-wall music. We've got live performances from Ev Morris. They're going to be playing our piano here in Studio 3, doing a little improv set. We've got Heather from LXRP. She's got her solo jungle project, Heather Vomiting God. So that's going to be a ball. And then we're closing out the show with Artstick, who is also known as Blood of a Pomegranate. They're doing Armenian folk / noise stuff and, yeah, having conversation with them. So it's packed out. It's absolutely packed.
And it really shows that 3CR is a hub of transness, trans culture and trans audio.
Absolutely. It's, you know, we put the call out this year and it was such a strong response, you know, like the grid filled up so quickly, which is just fantastic. And it's, I've neglected to mention, of course, Sally Goldner, 21 years young, out of the pan, her beautiful program. Got a special from Sally as well in there. But we've got the whole range, right? We've got veteran programmers like Sally right through to brand new programmers, live music, international guests. I'm so excited.
And Sally, of course, you know, pioneered trans radio here at 3CR, mm-hmm. and it's a testament to her longevity as a programmer and an advocate and an activist that she is here when it's just a smorgasbord now. I mean, what a legacy.
What an absolute legacy, and what a special place here at 3CR to kind of not just foster Sally and Sally's radio journey, but to give us the airwaves five years in a row to kind of take control and, you know, have a day where we can be listened to, which is part of the kind of thing, you know, we call it Trans Day of Audibility, because I kind of want to counter that visibility narrative a little bit. At the moment, for the last few years in particular, we've been very visible, trans people, in the news. There's lots of laws about, you know, restricting people's right to access medicines and this kind of thing. And, you know, should we use this bathroom and whatnot? Should kids have puberty blockers? And there's not a lot of our actual voice in that conversation at all. It's all people kind of talking about us. So the idea is, you know, it's a day where we can be heard and not seen. Listen up and, you know, figure out what we're trying to tell you.
Because visibility is a double-edged sword sometimes, clearly, right?
Absolutely, yeah. If it's visibility with no protection, with no plan, if it's just chucking people out there and saying, hey, have a gawk at these weird people, you know, we cop it. We cop it a lot. And it shows up in quite serious ways. You know, we've seen bans on children being able to access puberty blockers in Queensland already. We're seeing adult bans on access to trans-affirming medical care in the States, in many, many states across there. It's, our visibility hasn't earned us a lot if our concerns haven't been listened to. So that's part of what we're trying to push here.
So Audibility enables trans folks to actually control the narrative safely.
Yeah. We've got the narrative. We've got the microphone. We got the airwaves. Come and take them from us. it's ours.
And I mean, you are a great sound tech. It must be pretty exciting for you to have these great bands, these great, you know, performers coming in to do live to air.
Oh, I love Audibility. I love it. It's always been a focus of mine. Every year we've had this broadcast to try and get some live music into the station. We've had some wonderful guests over the years, like Chloe Allison Escott from the Native Cats. We've had Uboa and Serena Alman and others. Last year we had Lucy from Shirker, some great talent coming through the studio, and I love to mix bands. I think my favorite part about this, however, is that I'm kind of like passing the baton on a little bit, because I'm gonna have to host the last hour and a half of the broadcast this year, and someone I've been mentoring for a little while now, my mate Luna, she's gonna be rocking those mixing desks, and I'm gonna be here in Studio One, putting my trust in them, and I'm sure they'll rock it too.
So many awesome trans musicians here in Melbourne and in Sydney as well. We're going to hear a bit later on the show from Shitsu Lover 07, a trans musician from up there who's just released a 24-track album, but so much here in Melbourne.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess one of the reasons I've wanted to focus on that every time we've had this broadcast is because there's a lot of serious stuff for us to talk about. There's a lot of troubles that we have out there in the world, just getting along and getting access to medicine and housing and work and things like that. But also the thing that really keeps us alive a lot of the time is our community and our creativity and our ability to build things, you know, and musical creativity is one of the strongest expressions of that, I think. And, you know, we're a radio station, so it's about the best place you can have it.
What's the standout for you on Tuesday? I mean, that's a ridiculous question because there can't be. But like, was there anything that, you know, when you created Trans Day of Audibility from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. this coming Tuesday, was there something that you just went, whoa?
Oh, goodness. I mean, I've gone on a fair bit about the live music already, but like, I am so excited to have kind of 3 hours of basically live, you know, three live sets over 3 hours to wrap up the show. I think that's going to be really exciting. And what I hope for the day as well is that the station itself here at 21 Smith Street is going to be a bit of a social hub too, and that, you know, people who are presenting or, you know, friends of the station can come by and, you know, hang out and have a bit of community. Hopefully we'll be able to play some of those jungle beats quite loud in the courtyard and, yeah, bring along a bit of food and, yeah, spend some time socializing, taking care of each other, just being together like that.
Tilda Joy, the curator of Trans Day of Audibility here at 3CR on Trans Day of Visibility, Tuesday the 31st of March, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Thanks for joining us on In Your Face.
Thanks so much, James. And just before we go, got a shout out, the Trans Day of Vengeance rally Saturday. Please head down and check that out. You know, Trans Day of Audibility is something you can enjoy at home, but if you can make it out down to the city for that rally on Saturday, please do, because, yeah, we need you on the street.
Give us those details.
Oh, I imagine it'll be at the State Library around lunchtime, but on Saturday.
Good stuff.
Thanks, James.
3CR. In Your Face would like to thank Thorn Harbour Health for their sponsorship of this program. Thorn Harbour Health envisions a future where our LGBTIQ+ communities and people living with HIV are healthy and live safely with dignity and well-being. To find out more, search for Thorn Harbour Health online.